Rain greeted international pilgrims as they stepped off their planes at Dublin Airport this week, many, in fact the large majority, after long-haul flights from the US and Canada. Accompanying the rain, a bitterly cold wind. They would have been forgiven if, even for a second, they had wished they were anywhere else this unusually cold Dublin June. And the question on all their minds was, what should they expect? They had all heard of Ireland's glorious past, Semper Fidelis, through the centuries of persecution, the land of saints and scholars. Many of them had been educated by the multitudes of missionary religious produced by this island nation. But they had also read the recent headlines emerging from national media of a broken church following the revelations of widespread abuse in the last century, of a Catholic faith in decline. We travelled across the city from north to south, the city that was brought to a standstill 80 years ago when 1 million lined the banks of the River Liffey in procession behind the Eucharist during the 1932 Congress. Comparisons are odious, but this week, in Irish media, they abound. The Congress will succeed if it makes better citizens, writes one columnist in the Irish Times, while in the very same paper the editor hopes the Congress will result in the emergence of an Irish cultural Catholicism, whatever that may be. Meanwhile, on national radio, by far the most incisive media in the country, Dublin's Archbishop Dermot Martin speaks about God and Jesus Christ. He says young people will not be attracted to a church that is bickering, expressing the hope that this Congress will be an extraordinary moment of communion for Catholics, bishops, priests and laity. Oblivious to the media's predictions on whether the Congress will or will not be a success, in South Dublin at the Royal Dublin Society, the hub for Congress activities for the entire week, 2,000 volunteers are quietly and contentedly occupied with building stages, welcoming tired and rain-soaked pilgrims, stuffing blue pilgrim bags with guides and gospels. Some of them are church veterans, those who have remained Semper Fidelis through two decades of scandal, shame and public anger. They are tired and are hoping this Congress will be a moment of grace, or as one elderly gentleman put it, that we can just get back to praying. Others instead are young people in between jobs who just wanted to get involved and see what the Congress is all about. One young man told me that he didn't know what to expect or how many people would come, but was hoping for the best. Or, as Archbishop Martin puts it, this Congress is not a popularity contest. Popularity, he says, quote, is as useful as the nearest banana skin. This Congress is about the Eucharist and bringing the Irish faithful, with the help of others from around the world, to communion with the risen Christ and wider society. From Dublin at the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, I'm Emer McCarthy.